5 minutes it is after 8 p.m. You tuned in to Metro FM Talk here on the Mighty Metro. Now, of course, that interesting story that came through, which I was discussing with Andile earlier on, in relation to whether or not Thabo Bester, I don't know what to make of this. I find it so confusing, but I do have on the line the spokesperson of the Department of Justice and Correctional or Justice and Constitutional Development, or is it Justice and Correctional Services? Crispin Piri, good evening. Welcome.
Good evening. It's Ministry of Justice and Correctional Services. The Department for Correctional Services is spoken for by Sinabako Ngomali.
Aha, okay.
At
all
a departmental level, but if it's a ministerial issue, then the ministerial spokesperson speaks. Yeah.
Perfect, perfect. So, Crispin, there's a story that came up in Ground Up. So I've been trying to follow the story around Thabo Bester. He's seen at a Woolworths. He was supposed to be in prison. He was supposed to have been, involved in in a matter where sort of he died in a fire incident. And it's now come to light that, so many other bizarre things in relation to this one. But one of the latest developments is around this matter and the suggestion, by prison warder there in Mangaung that an email had been sent to the Deputy Minister of Correctional Services. Now, we know that the Deputy Minister has said, look, he's not aware of these mails. He will check. He will find them. But I'm just quite interested, Crispin, from where you are sitting, how we make sense of this and whether or not there's reasonable cause for significant alarm, because there are so many uncertainties here. I mean, it's quite clear Thabo Bester is not in jail. What else do we know with some degree of certainty?
Yeah, I think this is a very concerning story, and it is concerning to the ministry as well. And like you do say, we did receive a query from Ground Up, and in the query they informed us that some individual had complained or had informed the Deputy Minister of this, and this was laid on email. Mm. The Deputy Minister has advised that he has been trying to check for this email, and as soon as he's able to check, he will advise exactly how he processed the email.
Mm.
So once we have that, we'll be able to hopefully provide an update. But what is clear here and what should be made clear is that, this facility, G4S, is a private facility, mm. It's a public partnership with the Correctional Services Department.
Mm.
There was a fire in a cell where this individual was housed in. And once there's an incident like that, and there's a death that is an unnatural death in a correctional facility, an investigation has to take place by the South African Police Services.
Mm.
Yet a couple of days ago, the Minister of Police confirmed that the DNA samples that they have of the corpse that they found in correctional services, to quote him, does seem as though it does not belong to Mr. Thabo.
What does that mean, Crispin? Does
that's
seem.
That's exactly what the Minister of Police said.
Does
so
seem.
We are waiting for them to give us a comprehensive report on the issue.
Sure.
But equally, G4S as well,
mm.
Along with correctional services, as well as the Judicial Inspectorate for Correctional Services, that is the Ombudsman, so to speak,
yes,
for correctional services
sure.
to ensure that human rights violations do not happen, are also doing an investigation to understand how this death occurred. Because at this stage, we were investigating a death of an inmate in a correctional facility via a flame that happened in a correctional cell. So the question then is, how did the flame take place in the cell? What had happened and all of those things? So we are heavily reliant on G4S on our side as well to provide the information. And we are also then heavily reliant on the Judicial Inspectorate, which is an independent body,
yes.
To give us a comprehensive outcome of what the investigation is, as well as the South African Police Services on the inquest investigation, what they have found. They may very well find that indeed the information that is currently in the public domain is true. And this then will then bring to light other issues as well as to who were the G4S officials on duty on the day?
Mm.
How did all of this happen? All of that information is still outstanding at this stage, and we hope that an investigative report can shed light on a number of those issues.
I think what is of interest also to us, Crispin, is this triad of institutions that are charged with now having to explain here. You've mentioned the police, you've mentioned the correctional facilities, and also I would assume yourselves out at justice. What is the distribution of roles once somebody's incarcerated and can't necessarily be located now? Surely there's a roll call in prison, and I guess in this instance the gentleman was assumed to have died, but the person who did actually die, what happens, to his record?
That's what we would have to also understand. Who is this individual that is said to have died in our did he die in our facilities or did he die elsewhere? If he has died elsewhere, how was that corpse brought into the facility? Mm.
So who's responsible for that investigation?
That's SAPS.
That's SAPS.
Because the movement of a corpse from one facility to another is regulated by particular health provisions. So you cannot just move a corpse from one mortuary to another without relevant protocols being held, being followed. But also then once it enters correctional services, and this, in this case it will be the G4S facility, G4S will also have to provide information as to how that happened. Even the possible doctor who may have performed an autopsy on the said corpse as well, and then perform a DNA test on the corpse as well, would need to get information as to how was this person actually killed if it was not the said flame. That also then warrants an investigation of sorts. So a number of people have to be interviewed, and I believe they are being interviewed as we speak.
Do we have a principal agent problem here with private prisons, Crispin?
No, we don't have a principal agent problem, but I think there are multiple angles to this issue. So from correctional services, we'd be looking at the issues that pertain to correctional services officials. But then once you go outside the realm of correctional services, then steps have to kick in. And then also from a judicial inspectorate for correctional services point of view, we also have to look at whether there are human rights violations. So it's separate issues.
No, but Crispin, I mean, I'm asking the principal agent problem in relation to your partner in the PPP that operates this facility, which is the British security company G4S. I mean, I come back to the roll call. If Crispin is the one who was said to, unfortunately so, God forbid, you know, have burnt in a facility, and it's clear that from DNA it seems that that is not Crispin there, that other person surely would be one short on that roll call. And that is not necessarily your responsibility as correctional services, because it's somebody else who operates the facility. To what degree is there a principal agent problem with them, or maybe, you know, I guess accountability issue? I don't know.
Well, I think it's a bit more complex than that, because if it is said that an individual has passed on, but your number still tallies, then it means that this individual who has passed on can be accounted for at a superficial level. That's what it may look like. So it's a bit more nuanced than that. I think the investigation will reveal exactly where this corpse, if it is not the corpse of Mr. Thabo Peso, which there's reason to believe it's not, where does it come from?
Are there any timelines to the investigation?
There are. Well, we are monitoring the situation quite closely. At least with correctional services, we are hoping that we could get an investigation really, really urgently, because this matter has dragged on for some time. And we think that in light of the public revelations that are there, it's really, really important that we put this matter to rest.
And if, hypothetically, people were to have been found to have aided and abetted this very, I guess, notable escape, what is the kind of sanction in justice terms for that?
Oh, it's definitely a criminal offence, and we'd have to bring that matter to bear through the justice system, through the NPA prosecuting these individuals, and you're most likely to spend a number of years, which I think in excess of 5 or even 10 years, given the scale of what is involved, possibly involved here.
Crispin Piri, let's let you go, my brother. I understand you have a plane to catch. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much.
Crispin Piri speaks on behalf of the Ministry of Justice. Yeah, what do you make of that?